Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Anyone watched along?
So
I don't know if you felt like this. I wouldn't say it's bad, but it's like all vibes. It's all vibes, all aesthetic. Nowhere near as good or as funny as my brain had convinced me it was. Did you feel the same?
Yeah, I think like so much of it wouldn't fly now, and so much of it went over my head when I did think it was a good movie, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like when I was
also sorry again, Russell Brand jump scare completely forgot he was in the film.
I literally wrote that exactly down in my notes. It was like Russell Brand alert. Praying
had
on
you seen
girls.
This in cinema, or like what was your first interaction with this?
No, like this, I have specific memories of this because I had a little portable DVD player, and I had maybe like I have a decent enough DVD collection now, but at the time I had like a handful from the car boot sale. If there's guys listening, just skip ahead. And this was like one of like the really bad pirate copies that I had that I used to watch all the time. And it was like such bad quality, but I just really liked it because I like, you know, when you just like your choice is limited. And it was like, this was one of these movies I could watch in the privacy of my own room on my own portable machine. So I watched it a lot, but like I was probably 13 or 14 and so many of the jokes, like I was a late bloomer because I didn't get a single one of the dirty jokes or the dog home for the leg. Like I didn't know what was going on anywhere.
Did you find it funny at the time though?
No. I'm not really a laugh out loud at films kind of gal. Do you know the only film I will laugh out loud at? And I made Mark watch it with me like a couple of times after I had Nora when I was like depressed. But what the fuck's Grown Ups? Do you know the movie Grown Ups?
Oh my God, breed. Chocolate wasted. You're one of them. Fucking hell.
It's the only one I actually laugh out loud at these days. I haven't
watched that.
Or Christmas with the Cranks.
Christmas with the Cranks, yeah. How many times did I laugh out loud at this?
Not once.
I laughed out loud once, and it was during the hockey game, and someone gets knocked over and knocked out, and someone asks for smelling salts. And that child runs over and goes, no, but I have poppers. And I was like, yes.
But like, again, such like a reference you wouldn't have understood until you were like, for me, 22.
Oh, and last year for me. Like, oh no. When did we learn about poppers? I don't know.
When did we learn about poppers?
I don't really feel like they were talked about in college amongst us heterosexual women at that point.
Probably not, in fairness. And if we probably didn't really know.
I knew of them probably when I was 24, 25. And then in terms of encountering them in the wild, 26.
Never.
26, 27. Sorry. I was holding them for a friend. Anyway, what's the plot of this movie? Explain it quickly and briefly.
Are you in your parents' sitting room talking about doing poppers?
The door's closed. It doesn't matter. I don't know if they can hear. It's Grant.
They probably don't know.
No, not a clue.
Oh, your dad was in the Navy.
And let's
he
keep
knows.
It that way. Patrons won't rat.
What did you ask me?
The plot, babes. The plot.
The plot. Yeah, the plot. The plot gets muddy for me.
It's
the plot gets muddy.
So it's not convoluted, but like the whole robbing the painting, them doing the quiz.
Is it a bit like, tongue in cheek? Like they kind of. It does just. It's like all of it is just like one big reference to like Colin Firth. Like, isn't it? Everything is just like.
What do you mean?
If you like, when you Google it, like fun facts about it, it's like every like second line or every second scene is like a reference to like some other Colin Firth movie that he was in, or like it's like referencing Pride and Prejudice, or like there's so many. I think it's like very clever that it's almost like too clever that people don't get it. Like it's not, it's lost on people.
Okay,
it's trying to be, it's trying to be too many things.
Because none of that registered with me at all.
Yeah.
But my main issue was the. Like they're losing the school because your one's in debt, but the brother is buying the school, so they have to rob the painting. But there's a quiz,
yeah,
and the quiz is a ruse, so they can rob the painting. I had to read it a couple of times, and even as I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, it's probably not correct.
No, I like.
What's
still
your understanding
seen it.
Of the plot?
It's like new girl comes to a school that's a bit crazy, and she's kind of like. Hazed and yeah, then they have
she
to
actually
like
did all get hazed. That's band, so fair.
Band together to like save the school from being sold, but like their means of doing it are a bit like it's very like Ocean's 11 heist to like yeah to raise money to like steal something to raise money, which they don't even end up doing in the end. They just end up tricking someone. I'm not really sure
because that's the thing. Then so they. They, oh, no. They give the uncle a fake painting. He gives them money, but then they also get a reward from the museum because they pretend they found it in Harrods.
In Harvey Nichols' changing room.
Harvey Nichols, sorry.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.